Getting It Right for Beef. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're all working in the same goal that we have a profitable cattle industry for the producers and that our beef demand remains strong.
Jennifer Houston continues her passion of serving the beef industry. She and her husband run a livestock auction market in Sweetwater, but for several years now, actually since her days right out of college in the mid-80s, Jennifer has worked in many industry roles at the local, state, and national levels.
If you find what you're passionate about, and for me, I'm passionate about agriculture, the beef industry in general, whether it's on the checkoff side when we're talking about, you know, selling to consumers, or whether it's on the policy side of getting ourselves. So I think just the more you do it, and if you're not familiar, you know, if you're not comfortable the first time, you know, the second time you visit the congressman's office, it's a little easier. The second time you get up in front of a group, it's a little easier. And it's one of those things, like anything, it's the more you do, the more comfortable you feel with it.
And there's no doubt Jennifer Houston has continued to do well speaking out and representing the beef industry. She was elected by her peers recently as the new National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Policy Division Chair. And in that role, she'll be spending a lot more time in the nation's capital advocating on behalf of our state's number one ag industry, beef.
We do a lot of Washington work. We at National Cattlemen's Beef Association, we have events for different congressmen. We want them to understand the beef cattle industry. There's times we may have to testify, or we may be visiting an agency on a particular issue, whether it's EPA. So I look forward to the time spent in Washington over the next year.
Houston says NCBA will be working on policy priority issues like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Endangered Species Act, and foreign animal diseases. And the bottom line is working to improve the beef economy.
Sort of excited about that opportunity to really work with our legislators and our congressmen, our senators, to fight for what our cattlemen need back here in Tennessee.
Sweetwater's Jennifer Houston, and for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.